Hey there. Remember Google Glass? You know, those kind of clunky early smart glasses?
Yeah, I think we all remember those. Not exactly the most fashionable tech accessory.
Right. But what if I told you those were just the tip of the iceberg?
Okay.
Like, we're talking about a future where smart glasses are, I don't know, like as commonplace as regular glasses are now.
I mean, it's really incredible how fast we've gone from those bulky headsets to some really sleek, stylish eyewear.
Yeah.
And it's not just about looks either. This shift towards discreet, comfortable designs, it's key to pushing eyewear computing into the mainstream.
Totally. It really feels like we're on the verge of a tech revolution, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, kind of reminds me when smartphones first came out, you know, back when we had flip phones and that was like the coolest tech.
It's a fascinating parallel. And just like with smartphones, I think the potential applications for eyewear computing seem almost limitless.
Absolutely, yeah. So for this deep dive, we're strapping on our metaphorical smart glasses and taking a closer look at all this. So we've got a stack of research here, including some insights from the Eyewear 2021 workshop. And get this, apparently, like, ready for this? Our faces are data gold mines. Who knew?
Yeah, it's true. The amount of information our faces reveal is really astounding. I mean, everything from emotions to health indicators, even our attention levels, it's all right there, on the
Oh,
surface.
really? So my glasses could be like, dude, you're totally dozing off in this meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, talk about a productivity killer. I don't know, maybe a much-needed wake-up call in some cases.
That's just one example. The Eyewear 2021 paper, it actually talks about eyewear sensing and actuation. Basically, it's about using tiny sensors to capture this facial data and then, using it to understand us better, maybe even predict our needs.
Whoa, that's kind of creepy, but also really cool. So it's not just about what we see through these glasses, but what they can learn about us just by being, you know, on our faces.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And think about healthcare. Like, imagine your smart glasses detecting fatigue in, I don't know, like a truck driver to help prevent accidents.
Oh, wow.
Or even like recognizing early signs of a stroke in patients.
That's incredible. It'd be like having a personal health monitor with you at all times. But okay, so we've covered the sensing part. What about interacting with these things? Like, I don't want to be talking to my glasses all day, looking like I'm on a call with my eye doctor.
Well, you might be surprised. The paper actually mentions something called a micro gesture.
Micro gestures.
Yeah, so imagine like controlling your devices with a subtle eyebrow raise or a slight nod.
Wait, for real, I could be like, eyebrow raise and pause my music.
Exactly.
That's way cooler than digging around for my phone. But are we even close to this being like a real thing?
It's closer than you might think. Researchers are already developing these intuitive and discrete interaction methods. But of course, there are challenges. Like, designing interactions that feel natural and avoid any, awkwardness in social situations is key.
Yeah, because the last thing I need is my glasses going haywire in the middle of a date.
Precisely.
Not a good look.
And that actually brings us to another critical aspect this paper dives into, which is this explosion of personal data. With all this sensing and tracking going on, these devices could collect a massive amount of information about our daily lives.
Yeah, that's a ton of data.
Yeah.
And the paper even mentioned something called open eyewear tools and data sets. What is that all about? Like, are we going to have open source smart glasses soon?
So it's not about the glasses themselves being open source, but rather the data and tools used to develop them.
Okay, so like the building blocks are open.
Exactly. Like this approach, it encourages collaboration and transparency, which could be incredibly beneficial.
So instead of like, you know, just a few big companies controlling everything, a more open approach could lead to faster innovation. It
Exactly.
could even give smaller companies a chance to contribute, right?
Exactly. Imagine a world where, like, independent developers can create apps and features specifically designed for, let's say, educators
Oh, cool. Yep.
or healthcare professionals. I mean, the possibilities are pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm starting to see the potential here. But it also feels like we're stepping into, like, you know, uncharted territory. I mean, this level of data collection, even if it's used for good, feels different. You know,
Yeah.
more personal, maybe even a little invasive.
You've hit on a crucial point. As we go deeper into this world of eyewear computing, it's essential to consider both the incredible benefits and the potential risks. And that's exactly what we'll be exploring as we continue this deep dive.
So we're talking about a future where our glasses can tell if we're tired,
Right.
help us, you know, control our devices with a wink,
Yeah.
and maybe even like predict health issues before they even happen.
Yeah.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
It is.
But it's also, I don't know, a little unnerving.
Yeah.
Where does all that data go?
Yeah.
Like, who has access to it? I mean...
It's a crucial question. This isn't just about, you know, cool gadgets anymore. It's about our personal information. And the Eyewear 2021 paper, they actually, like, get into these concerns, highlighting those potential risks that come with such powerful technology.
Okay, like, what kind of risks are we talking about? Give me the worst case scenario.
I mean, imagine a world where your employer could use this data to, I don't know, monitor your every move.
Oh, wow.
Or insurance companies could access your health data without your consent.
Yeah.
I mean, those are some pretty scary possibilities.
Yeah, that's getting into like dystopian sci-fi movie territory there.
Exactly. But even on a less extreme note, you know, there's the potential for social stigma. What if people are, I don't know, judged or discriminated against based on data collected by their smart glasses? Mm. It's a whole new world of social implications we need to consider.
Yeah, it's like we're creating this, I don't know, like digital profile of ourselves.
Right.
Just by going about our daily lives.
What?
And it makes you think twice about like what information we're putting out there, even unintentionally.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of freaky.
It is. And that's why transparency and user control are absolutely paramount. We need clear guidelines about, you know, what data is being collected, how it's being used, and most importantly, how individuals can opt out if they choose.
Yeah, because it shouldn't be a free-for-all with our personal information.
Exactly.
Okay, but let's shift gears for a sec.
Okay.
All this talk about data privacy has me feeling a little, I don't know, doom and gloom.
Right, right.
What about the positive potential here?
Yeah.
I mean, the Eyewear 2021 paper did mention some really fascinating applications of this technology, right?
Absolutely. And they're already being explored in, you know, various fields. Take healthcare, for example.
Right.
Surgeons are using smart glasses to access patient information in real time during, you know, complex procedures, improving accuracy and reducing risks.
Wow. So instead of having to, like, look away from a patient to consult a chart or something.
Right.
A surgeon could have all that vital information right there, like in their field of vision.
Exactly.
That's incredible. What about other fields?
Well, therapists are using smart glasses to, you know, monitor patients' emotional responses during, like, therapy sessions.
Okay.
Providing valuable insights for treatment. And in education.
Yeah.
Imagine students learning about, I don't know, history.
Okay.
By virtually experiencing historical events through their smart glasses.
Oh, wow.
Talk about immersive learning.
Okay. That's seriously cool.
Yeah.
It's like something straight out of a, you know, a sci-fi movie, but instead of being about like robots taking over the world.
Right.
It's about technology actually making our lives better.
Precisely. Eyewear computing has the potential to revolutionize everything from healthcare and education to like how we interact with our environment. And this is just the beginning.
It's like we're standing at the edge of something truly groundbreaking.
It really is.
But like with any powerful tool, it all comes down to how we choose to use it, right?
Exactly. And that's where like informed discussions come and ethical considerations and perhaps even a little healthy skepticism.
So how do we find that balance between, you know, embracing this incredible potential of Eyewear computing while also safeguarding our privacy and making sure it's used responsibly?
That's the million-dollar question, and there's no easy answer.
Right.
But by, you know, having these conversations, exploring both the benefits and the risks, we can start to shape a future where technology empowers us without, you know, compromising our values.
So it's a collective responsibility then, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
It's not just up to the developers and researchers, but like all of us to be informed and engaged in shaping this future.
Absolutely. The future of eyewear computing and technology in general, it's not predetermined.
Right.
It's a path we forge together through, you know, our choices and actions.
It's kind of like we're standing on the launch pad, right?
Yeah.
Engines are roaring. We're ready to blast off into this incredible future of eyewear computing. But like we've been talking about, it's not just about the tech itself.
Right.
It's about how this revolution impacts all of us as individuals, as a society, you know.
You hit the nail on the head. And it's not a passive experience either. Like, we, the users, we have a say in how this technology evolves.
Yeah.
Our needs, our concerns, our ethical boundaries.
Right.
All of those things will ultimately shape, like, the trajectory of eyewear computing.
And this actually reminds me of, like, a thought-provoking question that they posed at the end of that Eyewear 2021 paper.
Okay.
It was driven by use cases. Which sensing modalities are the most interesting to be integrated in smart eyewear? Basically, what kind of data are we most interested in collecting and using? Yeah. What are the ethical considerations that come with that?
Right. Yeah, it's a question we can't ignore. Yeah. As we've been discussing, this technology can be incredibly beneficial.
Yeah.
But we got to be mindful of, you know, the trade-offs.
Right.
More data doesn't always equal, you know, a better outcome.
Right.
And we have to be selective about what we collect and how we use it.
Totally. It's like this balancing act, right?
Yeah.
On one hand, you have the potential for incredible advancements in healthcare,
yeah,
education, communication.
Absolutely.
But on the other, we got to make sure we're not like sacrificing our privacy.
Right.
Or creating a world where people are judged based on their data profiles.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is, that's kind of a scary thought.
It is. Yeah. It's about finding that sweet spot, you know,
yeah,
where technology is really enhancing our lives without compromising our values. And that requires, you know, these open dialogues,
yeah,
thoughtful regulation, and honestly, a healthy dose of critical thinking from all of us.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into the world of eyewear computing, what's like the key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
You know, I think the most important thing to remember is that the future of this technology, it's not predetermined.
Right.
It's a path that, you know, we're all creating together.
Yeah.
Through our choices, our demands, our willingness to, you know, engage in these conversations.
Beautifully said. And on that note, I think it's time to power down our metaphorical smart glasses for now. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the evolution of eyewear computing,
yeah,
to the incredible possibilities, but then also the very real concerns that come with it.
Yeah, and we've really explored how this tech can, you know, revolutionize healthcare,
yeah,
transform education, even change the way we interact with, like, the world around us.
But like we've been saying, it's crucial to remember that with great power comes great responsibility.
For sure.
The future of eyewear computing, and honestly, technology in general, it's in our hands.
It is. It is. So let's stay informed, yeah, stay engaged, and just, you know, continue to ask those tough questions as we venture into this exciting new frontier.
Couldn't agree more. And that's a wrap on this deep dive into eyewear computing. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those minds curious.